Brianna Gross is in her second year of a postdoctoral fellowship at Washington University. She's studying genetic adaptations of wild rice. She's been applying for college faculty jobs for the past 2 years. This year, she says, she's gone all out.
I've applied for, I think, like 36 to 38 jobs. 3 to 4 of those positions have been canceled completely due to hiring freezes. I've had 2 interviews.
These days, there's a glut of qualified talent. Between too many doctoral grads and cutbacks, it's tough to find a position. One recent job interview did little to raise Gross's confidence for the future.
While I was waiting to meet with the dean, one of the financial administrators came by and kind of joked about how I couldn't possibly be interviewing for a position because there was no money available to hire anyone at the university. So if that's happening this year, next year is going to be really rough.
So how do we end up with too many scientists for the jobs out there? Well, the answer goes back to an event scientists simply call the doubling. In 1998, President Clinton doubled the budget for the National Institutes of Health, which had the effect of drawing in all kinds of new talent and investment for science and research. The problem came later, when all that funding went flat, precisely at the same time all those new PhDs were entering the job market.
You know, it's like you push a bunch of people into the pipeline, and then there's been choking off of the U.S. pipeline.
Kristen Kroll is a professor of developmental biology at Washington University.
What we've done is we've convinced a whole generation of U.S. postdocs and graduate students not to go into academic science.
Young PhDs see the uphill battle for jobs and scarce grant money and wonder if it's worth the struggle. And it's not just postdocs who are feeling the pressure these days. Junior faculty are spending more of their time in lecture halls and less time in the lab. David Duvernell teaches biology at Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville.
We try to maintain an active research program here at SIUE while at the same time we're teaching our 2 or 3 courses a semester.
Duvernell says SIUE enrollment in freshman-level biology courses has nearly doubled, but state support hasn't.
Where the students are losing out is that then we have less time to spend in research labs where we train students individually and give them an experience that will ultimately make them employable, make them competitive for graduate and professional programs.
University administrators point out that historically only about 30% of all postdocs land a faculty job, with the rest going into the private sector. Except these days, the private sector is shedding jobs even faster than the universities. Jared Strasberg's a fourth-year postdoc from Indiana University. He says if he hasn't found a faculty job by August, he'll have to consider something else.
Academia is long hours. It's a lot of work. But I never felt like if I put in those hours and worked really hard that I wouldn't be capable of getting a position and getting funding necessary to do the work that I was interested in. Needless to say, now that proposition looks a lot more tenuous.
In recent years, some universities have taken steps to curb the number of graduating PhDs. But as the number of unemployed postgraduates rises, some say the whole system for training scientists needs to be updated to jive with the modern economy. As fewer and fewer scientists actually work in universities, some say more focus needs to be placed on careers outside of academia. For the Environment Report, I'm Adam Allington.